Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
For decades, our kids and grandkids had drifted to sleep in its embrace. But now our faithful mattress was old and lumpy, like its owners. So I went to the town dump, where, I was shocked to learn, mattresses are no longer welcome. My state, like many, now requires all textile products to be recycled. Alas, my dump wasn't yet set up for that task. And so began my education. I thought I knew something about recycling. For years, my wife and I had been separating out glass and metal items, bundling newspapers, flattening cardboard boxes, but we were behind the times. Nowadays, you should put your food waste in a home compost bin where it'll create oxygen, which the planet sorely needs. You can drop your old batteries at a Staples or a Home Depot. You can still put bottles and jars in the recycling bin, but leave the lids on. Same for plastic cups and egg cartons, but they must be clear, not colored. You cannot recycle light bulbs, kids, drink pouches, plastic bags, or eyeglasses. Throw them all in the trash, or see if your town has another option. And those little recycling numbers stamped on some containers? Useless. Recycle by shape instead. Bottles, jugs, and tubs, yes. Other stuff? Nah. I learned all this from my town's website and a recycling guide just published in my local newspaper. I also learned that textiles are now so valuable that many thrift shops accept clothes, sheets, and blankets that are worn and torn. Mattresses are a special case. Some stores that sell them will take them back. Some towns do recycle them, just not mine. So I called a junk hauler. He found ours a home in a distant recycling center without my lifting a finger, worth every penny. This whole what-goes-where thing is confusing. That's because it's dictated not just by law and science, but also economics. Markets for some recycled goods, like metals and textiles, soar and plunge. Dumps lack sufficient space and personnel. Still, everything that does get recycled curbs pollution, conserves resources, helps save the planet from disaster. I miss our old mattress. But by now, it's probably reincarnated as insulation or carpet padding. A new life. We should all be so lucky. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.